O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. Stand up for your country. All right, so we have the best election coverage here. I think you know that. I hope you do. And we want you to spread the word because there's no BS on this program. We're going to tell you who's ahead, why they're ahead, if the polls are fake, if the polls are good, whatever. Now, as you may know, I follow the Rasmussen poll because that was correct last time around, and their methodology, which means the people that they interview for their polling results, is the most honest, in my opinion. So today, Rasmussen has Biden leading Trump 50 to 45. All right? I believe that number. And it's close because, remember, that's within the 4% margin of error. Though very close. And either candidate could break away in the next 20 days. So Rasmussen is really the only poll I'm going to give you tonight, because the other polls are fake, dishonest, whatever you want to apply to them. They are. And as we reported last night, at this time 4 years ago, the same polls had Hillary Clinton out in front by a humongous margin. And they're doing it again. I would love to see them, proven wrong again, and hopefully they'll go out of business. That's what I would love to see. You know, and as you know, we're up front here. I can't vote for Biden, Harris. I mean, I can't. They'll destroy the country. And I don't mean that on a economic level. I think they will, but I mean, traditional America, you wave it goodbye. I just can't vote for them. So anyway, Hunter Biden is in the news again. Nobody cares about Hunter Biden. I told Hannity on his radio program today, and that's a good listen. We have it posted on BillO'Reilly.com. I told him, unless there is a real direct line to Joe Biden, I don't know if all of this Hunter Biden stuff is going to matter at all. Now, if you can pin corruption on Joe Biden, and, you know, I mean, obviously, I believe that Mr. Biden used his position as vice president to enrich his family. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Is that enough, though, to persuade some people who are supporting Biden not to? I don't know. It's a tough one. Finally, a county in Pennsylvania sending back 25,000 mail ballots because they were not properly done. Pennsylvania, that's going to be razor thin. And so you see this every day. Various states, and remember, the states are in charge of the vote, not the federal government. You see it every day, that these mail-in things, there's mistakes, there's this, there's that. You know, I'm going to report it honestly, but it's trying. All right, so Donald Trump back on the trail. Florida, last night he was in, let me check my notes here, Pennsylvania. And tonight he's in Iowa. So what happens is Trump goes in, he does a rally for about an hour. It's like a rock concert. Thousands of people show up. OAN and Newsmax, they cover the rallies and the speeches. Fox News covers a little bit of it, but not the whole thing. I don't really know why. At this point, Trump rates better than anybody else on Fox News. So I was saying to myself, why not cover the whole thing? But I don't know why. I just can't tell you why. So he gets free airtime, Donald Trump does, on all the conservative, so-called conservative channels. The liberals don't carry it. And unless Trump makes a major gaffe, they didn't even bother covering it. So last night, I asked my crack staff to pick out the most flamboyant soundbite. And here it is.
And you know Biden, he can't stand up to the lunatics running his party. He can't even find his way off the stage without him. Look what's happened. Yesterday, he didn't know the name. He said, you know the guy, I think he's a Mormon, right? He said he's a Mormon. He was talking about Mitt Romney. He forgot Mitt Romney's name. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? Then he didn't know where he was. He said, where the hell am I? Where am I? No, he's shot, folks. He's shot. I'm running against the single worst candidate in the history of presidential politics.
Wow, if you lose, though, I don't know about that statement.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Romney, Mitt Romney. And then we'll get to our guest, David Bossie, who's written a book on Trump. Mitt Romney. All right. So I've known the governor a long time. I call him the governor because he's governor of Massachusetts. That's when I really knew him. And I went to a Red Sox game with him, with his wife and his son. And I wasn't pals with him, but we had a good, respectful relationship. So now Mitt Romney's a senator from Utah. He does not like Donald Trump at all in any way because Trump disparaged him, all right? Called him a loser and all that other stuff. And that's what a lot of the hatred toward Donald Trump is all about, personal stuff. So Romney releases a big Twitter thing, and I'm going to quote some of it for you because I want to analyze it. Mitt Romney, I have stayed quiet with the approach of the election, but I'm troubled by our politics as it has moved away from spirited debate to a vile, vituperative, hate-filled morass that is unbecoming of any free nation, let alone the birthplace of modern democracy. The president calls a Democratic vice presidential candidate a monster. He repeatedly labels the Speaker of the House crazy, and he calls for the Justice Department to put the prior president in jail. He attacks the governor of Michigan on the very day a plot is discovered to kidnap her. All right, I'm going to stop there. There's another portion. Well, let me stop there. What Mitt Romney lacks is context. So he points out that the governor of Michigan was attacked by Donald Trump. Well, why? Because the governor of Michigan, Whitmer, a far left loon, said to the press, Donald Trump's behind the threat to me. Mitt Romney leaves that out. Senator, that's not honest. Okay? As for Pelosi and Kamala Harris, okay, I think they've been just as rough on Trump as he has been on them. Now, you can say the President of the United States shouldn't do X, Y, and Z. All right. But there's no context to your remarks, Senator. None. It's not fair. Let me continue. Mitt Romney, quote, the world is watching America with abject horror. More consequentially, our children are watching. Many Americans are frightened by our country. So divided, so angry, so mean, so violent. It's time to lower the heat. There, Romney has more of a point. Kids are watching this. They're hearing this. This isn't good. Polite discourse is gone in politics. Now, you can blame Trump. You can blame the press. You can blame the radical left. All of them are responsible to some degree. They are. But Romney frames it like it's mostly Trump's fault. That's what you see here. And it's not true. Some of it is. But Trump is a reactive guy. He's reacting. And, okay, the final thing is that we will be back with the final thought in a moment. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. All right, here is the final thought of the day. So my mornings are crazy because I have to do radio and TV. So radio tapes about 9 a.m. All right, we do the 15-minute news broadcast. You can hear it on 200 stations all over the country or whatever it is now. And then we post it on BillO'Reilly.com. All right, it's the old Paul Harvey format. So I did that about 9, but I got to check the scripts and I got to, you know, do a lot of stuff. At the same time, we're putting together the lineup for the TV show that you're watching now. This morning, the doorbell would not stop ringing from 8:15 on. And as soon as the doorbell rings, the terror dog goes nuts and is crazy. So I'm trying to concentrate. I'm taping. I'm doing this. And it's one after the other at the front door. All right, now, do I build a moat? Would I have gators in the moat? What do I do? The problem is that all of the people that are banging on my door are actually helping me. So guys are painting the house, guys are fixing the gutters, guys are doing other stuff, all right? And I can't get down and be mad at them because they're just doing their job. But I'm going crazy, who's at the door? You know, I'm sure you've gone through this. Who's that at the door? But because now I'm the new Bill or, you know, that kind of thing, I take a swig of water, I go down, and I'm as charming as I can be, which isn't really that charming, but I'm trying. Because I know that they're there to help me, and snapping at them was ridiculous, and I don't do it. So the point of the final thought is this. We all get frustrated, but sometimes the frustrations can't be helped. And when that's the case, nobody's at fault. Be charming. See you tomorrow.